Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
G'day family, let's have another look at the traffic. Southbound run on the Mitchell is still busy at the top end there, Whitford Ave, and then Reed Highway through to Arundale Road will slow you down, but the rest is looking pretty good into the CBD. Northbound run on the Kwinana, slow at Thomas Road and Russell Road. Just the one metro hotspot to be aware of this morning is Tonkin Highway southbound from Morley Drive through to Collier Road in Bayswater. So please drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Time for some new sleep.
You want to go first?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I can go first. Okay. I want to talk about bath towels, guys.
Okay.
Bath towels.
Sure.
Because apparently there is a online heated debate about how many the correct number of towels each adult should own in their home.
How many is the correct number? I think that's a little too, you know, every house is different.
Well, this guy accidentally opened a huge can of worms on social media after a disagreement with his girlfriend about how many towels they should have in the house.
Okay.
And he said, you know, just he realised that they had very different ideas on how many they should have stocked away in the cupboard. So he said, hello, fellow adults. My GF and I have a question. What is the correct amount of towels to own? I said 10. She looked at me like I was crazy. We have zero frame of reference on the appropriate amount of towels in a household of two. Mm-hmm. He then got...
10's a lot for two people.
I know, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
It's a lot of towels.
But one person wrote 10 to 15 for two people is appropriate.
You know what I'm going to go out here on a limb and say? This is nothing but first world problems.
Exactly.
Oh, I think 10 is the right number for a household of two. I think you need a wake up, champ.
I think you just need to do your washing more often.
Four.
How do you Four's fit enough. That many towels in your cupboard all the time? Seriously. I don't have room for that.
I reckon you need two baths.
Yes.
One beach.
Okay. And then about
'cause some
50.
People get real funny about, like, what is a beach towel and what is a bath towel. I don't care. It's a towel's towel.
No, you have to have the appropriate towel for the bathroom and and different towels
for
the beach.
Two for home, one for the beach.
And what about all the old ones that have got stains and, you know, that you use just in case?
They don't count.
Because we've got plenty of those as well.
You know, they're just rags. Just in case a flood happens.
Yeah, well, let's say someone actually stated you can never have too many towels. They counted 30 for my two-person, no-dog household.
30 towels?
Not counting hand towels, face cloths, nor bath mats. Full closets, not excessive at all. Okay, I think we're going to have to talk about this later, family. We're just going to have to talk about
it. Yes, we will.
Think about it. Maybe have a little look-see in your cupboards.
I would like to point out something that's happened in America.
Yes.
Just days after the horrible things that happened in Texas.
Yeah.
The NRA convention was on.
Oh.
National Rifle Association, or mm-hmm. National, I don't know what it stands for, National Ridiculous Association, has had a convention in Houston, also in Texas.
Wow.
Good timing, guys. Hey, keep that event on. It's a great idea. But they've had a fashion show.
Really?
They've had a fashion show as part of it. And it's all about how to conceal your firearm. It's so ridiculous you have to giggle. Because if not, you just get physically angry.
Is this April Fool's Day or something? Seriously, this is
real.
Insane.
I'm looking at the photos. So you've got all different kinds of genders and ethnicities. No, these are normal looking outfits, but with concealed compartments in it.
I believe there was a particular person that also went there to encourage them.
We all know my thoughts on that guy. I won't talk about
it
now.
To say that, you know, it was, you know, you have the right.
Yep.
And this is why people just shake their heads and go, what is going on in this first world?
Make it make sense. That's what I would like to say. Make it make sense. But anyway, that's Newsly for another week, another day.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.